Hey y'all, welcome to Gather Together, and I'm your host, Katie King. Today we are going to be talking about type 9, which is the peacemaker. This is our last type that we are talking about in the Enneagram series, and I really hope everyone has been able to dive in a little bit deeper, figure out their type, and just really learn about themselves. I think this is a great tool for all types of relationships. So let's go ahead and get into episode number 17. Okay, so I'm here with Hayden Krill and Jerry Schaefer, and they are both type 9s, so we are going to go ahead and jump right into it, talking about when type 9s stress. So when y'all stress, you stress to a type 6, and what characteristics do you feel that you pull from a type 6 while you're in that unhealthy stress time period?
I've only noticed it specifically when I'm planning a trip or doing something that I'm unfamiliar with. Worst case scenario, everything, especially if I'm booking a hotel or anything. I booked an Airbnb just in Georgia. It was for one night. And if it had one bad review, I was like, nope, we can't stay there. Even if it had, you know, like 4.5 stars, I was like, well, one person said.
Yeah.
So I just really, worst case scenario. It's not, I don't feel like it happens often, but when it does, I just, worst case scenario, like, we're going to get robbed and murdered.
Overkill.
And,
there's
yeah.
no in between.
Yes, there's no in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the same for me. I think I pull, like, the anxiety and the over-planning of, like, every little detail, especially with trips, like you said. And then also, I feel like, too, since a 6 is, like, the loyalist, I feel like sometimes I can pull so much of that loyalist that it kind of will put me in a spot where it's, like, overwhelming because I'm, like, trying to, like, do so much for so many people, and it just kind of wears you thin. So definitely the anxiety, over-planning, over-analyzing every little thing. To the extreme, like I said, there's no in between. It's either I'm totally chill, whatever, who cares, but when I'm stressed, it's like everything's gonna happen.
But what if we die?
Yeah,
like, right.
Especially like I have super bad like social anxiety with like big groups. I'm like, there could be somebody in here that's plotting to like destroy us all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is what's gonna happen. Where are the exits? Where is this? What do we do in this situation? So I'm like, super overkill with stress when it comes to that kind of stuff. So
it's funny listening to y'all say that because when I had the 6s on, that's them all the time.
I would literally never leave my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were like, we know where all the exits are. We have, like, if it's going to go wrong, we've already thought about it. Like, that's your everyday life. Like, how do you live with it?
But theirs, I feel like, comes from a different spot, too. I don't know. Like,
yeah. Yours is like, obviously, when it's. It's stressful, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just how they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine. I can see that. Okay, so when type 9s grow, you grow to a type 3. And by the way, I didn't say this earlier, type 9s are called the peacemaker. I try to say, like, the name of each of them. But so when type 9s grow, they grow to a type 3. What characteristics do you pull from a type 3 when you're in growth?
I feel like I'm just very goal-oriented because typically I'm not, but only when there are specific goals set for me. And when I have someone counting on me that isn't, like, just a friend, or if it's someone in at church, like, on the worship team, I feel like on Sundays when I'm leading worship, I kind of don't have a choice. So I'm in that, achieving and getting stuff done, and I'm outgoing, and I can speak to people, and I don't feel intimidated or, you know, feel like I'm thinking about what I'm doing, really. I'm just kind of doing it.
Yeah.
And then when I'm doing photography, because I have to be extroverted. I have to please people and meet these goals and make things look nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just pull from those achieving and, competitive aspects. But otherwise, I'm not competitive at all. Like, I can tell because I'm like, who is this person?
Right.
Because I'm never like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely way more goal-oriented and motivated to get things done. Like,
that's what it is actually seeing it through.
Yes, because I'll a lot of times be like, oh, I need to do this. And really, my thing is, like, just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if I know that somebody's depending on me, that pushes me more to get started. And then once I get started, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Right? But definitely more goal-oriented. I am competitive. I played sports in high school, so I'm, like, super competitive.
Yeah.
So that even pulls out more. And then, too, I think just more of, like, self-assurance, I guess you could say, or, like, being, like comfortable, like knowing what I'm doing mm-hmm. is valued, I guess.
Yeah,
because
right.
as a 9, you really don't.
Yeah.
That's not something you really
that's,
care about, I guess. I mean, I guess you care about it, but it's just not it's not a goal, I guess.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, hey, well, it's whatever. But
right.
then when I'm, like, growing towards that 3, I'm like, okay, I want to be motivated. I want to get things done. I want to have, like, I want people to notice that I've done a good
right.
job
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Okay, so when 9s wing, they can wing to the 1 or the 8. And you can pull from both. Like, you know, this, it can be balanced, but do you feel like one is stronger or do you pull from both pretty equally?
I definitely pull from a type 8. I wish that I had some type 1 in me, but I don't at all. My husband is a type 1, and I just wish that I could go there with him.
Yeah.
But never. I'm a type 8. Just, I feel, I'm most of the time mellow and I do not care, but then when I do care, it's pretty mean. It's just very forward, and of course I regret it later, but I can definitely feel myself when that 8 is rising up in me.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes out.
Yeah.
I pull a little bit from the 8
mm-hmm.
in that, like, kind of aggressive part, but mine's way more, like, passive-aggressive. Like, I may say something about a situation, but I would never say it straight
yeah.
to you, like, this is bothering me. I'll be like,
mm-hmm.
Caleb, this is what's happening, and it's stressing me out, and, you know, whatever. But I straight up wing to a 1 for sure. Like, everything's got its place. Everything's got to be done this way,
mm-hmm.
the right way, the way that I think it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Rules, we don't break rules. They're there for a reason. We do exactly what we're told.
Yeah.
Like, overkill on that. And just, like, being organized. I like to be organized at work. My desk is just, like, everything's got its spot. And I know if somebody's been up there. And it's so bad because I'm like,
that's so funny.
Oh my gosh, I've got to move this. Like,
yeah.
My stapler has to be exactly where I left it. Like, it's so bad. Y'all.
It's funny because I can see that, like, when you're at church, you're
yes.
in that one. And, like,
yes, like, and it depends on, of course, like, the situation. And also, I feel like, I don't know if this is the same for you, but when I'm growing and stressing, I feel like I wing more to one or the other.
Interesting.
Like,
a lot of people,
I feel like when I'm
that.
Stressing, I'm winging more to the 8, but when I'm growing, I'm winging more to the 1. And
huh.
I don't know, it's just, I most of the time I'm winging to the 1, but the times where I feel like I'm winging to the 8, I'm like, okay, it's because I'm stressed out and I'm lashing out.
That makes
know?
Sense because but I feel the opposite when I feel like when I'm in stress. And I'm going to 6, I do become more critical,
mm-hmm.
and I'm overanalyzing things, and things
mm-hmm.
have to have their place, or else something's going to go wrong, and it wasn't on the plan. So I feel like that is a little bit 1-ish,
mm-hmm.
but when I feel like I'm growing to and I kind of feel that 8, it's because I've taken it for too long, and I'm finally saying,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, I'm no longer passive-aggressive
yeah.
about it. I'm
right.
like, no, this is how I
right.
feel, and we're going to chat about it. So yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And when you handle that, being a 9, when you handle that in the right way, that's growth in itself.
Yeah.
Standing up and being like, okay, no.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. most of the time with being a 9, it doesn't get handled for me.
Yeah.
Especially winging to the 1 where I'm not as comfortable, like,
yeah.
confronting conflict. Like,
mm-hmm.
well,
I know some people said, like, I've heard other 9s say if there's conflict there, like, they're okay with confronting it because they know that the end result will be better, but I'm not even that way. I'm like, I don't care what the end result is. I do not want to confront
no,
this.
Absolutely
I,
not.
Let's just push it away.
Yeah, no, I just would rather it there's, I watched a video or something, and it was, Suzanne Stabile, I was reading, watching some content that she put out, and her husband is a 9, and basically she would realize when he's being passive aggressive, and she said, that pretty much means he wanted me to figure out he was mad and then figure out what I did wrong, fix it, and then it'd be okay when he got home from work. And I was like, yes, that is the perfect
right?
scenario.
Yeah.
You figure it out, you did something wrong, and you
like,
fix
you
it,
you
and we don't have to
know
talk about
why
it.
I'm mad because you did it, so there's no question.
Right.
Like,
yes.
That's so true.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay, so would y'all stay a top 9, or would you pick to be a different number? If you could choose your top.
I really wrestled with this one.
Same.
Because I think truly type 9s are just great. Because I really love that we can get along with just about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one specific number that I feel like I would have a very, very hard time with. I just feel like I could always, because we morph, you know, we kind of like attach to their habits and it's easy for us to kind of go there with them. But I would love to know what it's like to be a seven, because what's it like to not ever feel pressured by other people's expectations? I can't imagine.
Right.
And so I think that's so freeing. I mean, I don't know if sevens would agree or disagree, but to just, I mean, to be non-committal and then be okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just, something better came up. And not that all sevens do that.
I really couldn't imagine.
Something better came up, sorry. And then to feel no feelings of, like, I would regret. Like,
oh, my gosh, I'm so sad.
Yeah, yes. Oh, my gosh, I would rather die than, you know. But
we,
like,
can't let people down. That's,
how,
like, not in our
how
DNA.
How freeing to just, like,
it's okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to not come. Sorry. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things that we'll do. Or, I mean, I do. But I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's something I've had to, sorry, going on a tangent here, but that's something I've learned recently about myself, is that because we don't want people to be mad at us, I don't set good boundaries. And I've seen that so evident in my life recently. I've started saying no to a lot of things, and then just, it's okay, because I know that this is good for my mental health.
Right.
And
that's definitely a struggle too, because, like, I have a really hard time saying no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not okay. Like, there's sometimes when you just have to. And, like, it's okay. And I've been trying
to teach
myself.
You don't
have to
have a reason.
Like, I don't have to explain myself if I don't want to do something, or if I can't do something. I can say no and be done with it. But mentally, I'm never done with it, because I'm like, well, what if the, you know, I don't want them to be upset. I want it. And I think that's part of, like, a lot of people that are nines are, like, super people-pleasing. And I'm like, can't make everybody happy all the time, even though you want to.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like that's where I get stuck in a hard spot, because I can wing to a nine or a two. And I, like, overcommit. Literally yesterday and today, I've cried, like, a total of seven times, because I've had so much going on. And I've had to tell a few people, no, I can't do this. And, like, as much as I know mentally I need it, it's still, I'm, like, upset about it.
Yeah.
And that's coming from the nine wanting to please everyone and the two wanting to help everyone. So
yeah.
I'm just
And then what's the right thing to do?
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're stuck in a hard spot.
Right. Like, literally, last night I had to sit down and write a priorities list. Like, okay.
Yeah.
What
good.
Comes first? Because, like, I can't do all this.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Like, every time someone, a number, a type is on here that, like, I either grow too, stress too, whatever, like, talking about it, I kind of figure stuff out, because I didn't think I winged to the nine that much, but then y'all talking about that, I'm like, oh, that's definitely where that comes from.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Hey y'all, we're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about our friends at Bazemore Insurance Group. They're an independent agency with over 16 carriers. That means you get the best rates available. You also get a local agent, so no more 1-800 numbers. Bazemore is excellent at helping new home buyers navigate the insurance process of buying a new home. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today at 205-842-4881.
So what do y'all feel like is a common misconception about a top nine?
I think the main one for me is that we all take naps. And I know that's such a small thing, but anytime I'm
I literally nap anytime.
A lot of nines love naps, and so I know that a lot of nines do love naps. But gosh, I hate naps. And so anytime I see a meme and it's like a nine just headed home, I was like, no, I'm not headed home to take my nap.
I'm like, yes,
stuff to do.
That is me.
So, but I know a lot of nines do it. So I guess it's just a common misconception of me. But I guess that we're lazy, too.
Yeah, I think that would be
that we
nap
and that they relate it to just being lazy.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I had thought about, like, the lazy aspect that people think. Like, just because I'm napping doesn't mean I'm lazy.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't realize, like, the internal struggle that nines have so much all the time.
Yeah.
That, like, mental and emotional depletion turns into, like, physical depletion.
Yeah,
you just want
absolutely.
To, like, be done. Like, there are certain days that I've, like, had a bad day at work, and I've just been, like, emotionally and mentally exhausted, and I've told Caleb, like, I just want to come home and be done. Like, I don't even want, I want to walk in and just turn everything off.
Yeah.
My mind, my body, just be done with everything.
So, my, I guess my version of that is just Netflix. So I'm not avoiding it with naps. Yeah. I'm avoiding it with Netflix. Same thing.
Right. That's like one of the misconceptions. And then also for me, like, I feel like a lot of people think that we won't make decisions.
Yeah.
Or like that we can't make a decision. And for me personally, I'm like, I know what I want most of the time, but it's just, it's, to me, it's not more important than other people's feelings.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
it's
not like, yeah, I can say I want to do this over that, but it really doesn't matter. Like, when I tell people it doesn't matter, like, it really doesn't matter to me.
Like when we started this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care. Just tell me what
it's
to
so
say.
True.
Because I'm so go with the flow, and I'm like, it really...
I think if I'm going to...
care.
Because there might be someone that perceives me telling what I want, and this could totally be a nine thing. I feel like someone perceives me explaining and saying what I want as, like, offensive, or, oh my god,
yes.
Well, what if I wanted to do something
exactly.
different? And so,
like, how dare you not put other people's thoughts into consideration?
Right. And so, I would way rather just, like, now y'all just figure it out and let me know, I'll be there, because
exactly.
I would rather waste that, because it is exhausting for me to think that what
yes.
I've said has, like, put someone else out, that I would rather just me take the easy way, and then just, like, when I do need to speak up, it's going to be about something really important.
Exactly.
Like, it has to be very important for me to just really step
on
toes.
I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, certain things are so small that I'm like, I really don't care. So no matter what happens, I'm fine. So if there's somebody that actually does care, like, speak up now, because
right.
it doesn't matter to
right.
me.
Yes.
But that's, like, a big thing. Like, it's not that we don't know how to make decisions. It's just that we genuinely most of the time really don't care either way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With a lot of things, so...
I really wish I could pull from that wing nine in that area. Like, really do. Because it is such a struggle to just sit back and be like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I have to, every time something arises, I'm like, just let me handle, let me take control.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do. And then people are going to get mad. Like you said, one of y'all said, speaking, like, saying what I want might hurt someone's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it, and I'm like, whatever. This is how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could just be like, it's fine, really, either way.
It's good for, like, I feel like it's good for us on the end of, like, knowing that it's, you know, whatever, we're easy going, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, especially for Caleb, it probably drives him crazy, because he'll ask me stuff all the time, and I know he's really just wanting my opinion, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Right.
Whatever you think.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, just give me something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because especially with, like, the photography stuff, he'll ask me stuff all the time. I'm like, whatever you think. You know? I mean, I think it's all the time.
Yeah.
I'm awful with it. He's probably like, just give me a straight answer.
What is
yes
Caleb's
or no.
number?
So when he first tested for, like, he tested a 3.
Uh-huh.
But after a lot of research, we think he may be a 6.
Okay.
So we're kind of, like, not sure.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. I'm just screwed up. That's nice.
I've learned that it takes some people a lot longer, which blows my mind. Because when I read the 9, I mean, I was in tears. How does everyone know this about my life? Like,
right.
I'm like, I feel so attacked right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, this is how did you guys, like, I didn't even know that I felt that way, and you're telling, you know, and it's so accurate. And so, but I'm doing a small group right now, and there's 3 women in our group who are just like, I don't know, you know, they're like, I'm so messed up, I just think I don't have a number. And of course we all do, but I mean, it blows my mind. A lot of people have a hard time. I'm reading a book right now, and the lady's husband, it took her husband 5 years to figure out.
I don't think he's completely nailed down what he thinks he is, but I can see a lot of both of those numbers in him for sure. So I don't really know what he is. I feel like maybe more a 3, but I don't know. What do threes, do they stress and grow to 6 and 9?
I know 6 is stress to a 3.
Yes.
So, but I'm not sure what a 3 anyways, but
he may be a 6 that stresses to a 3, and he's just constantly
I can see,
stressed.
Right. It's possible.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Because as a 6, I can see where he would be like, give me your dang input.
Yes.
And for Stone, he's in the dependent stance, but he's a 1. And so, most of the time, I'm like, hey, just go for it. And when we were dating, my mom was always like, he's always making the shots. And I'm like, I just don't care.
Right.
I mean, I just really don't.
Yeah.
So it's so hard for other people to think that you could really just not care about certain things.
Yeah, a lot of people don't believe you. They're like, yes, you do. No, I don't. I really don't care.
And ours is the worst, like, with going out to eat and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to... I don't care. well, surely you want something. You've got to be right. Like, have a taste for something. I'm like, I really don't like.
It's even worse when I've had a really stressful day. I had a deadline because I waited too late to start something. And it was the day of, like, I needed to send out some photos. And me and Stone had just, like, been at it because I was stressed because I waited too late for these photos. Mm. And then we get in the car. He's like, where do you want to go eat? And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Just handle it.
Just pick somewhere. I cannot make any more decisions. Like, it was it was at the end of my rope when he asked me where I wanted to eat. I was like, no, sir, you are picking.
My sister's a top knot, and she will literally text us. Like, we have a sister's group text, and she will literally text us and say, pick A or B. She won't give us, like, what A or B is, and we'll tell her. She's like, okay, I just needed to decide what to wear or where to go eat or something.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Just, like, give a few, you know, narrow it down. Not a long list, a short one.
That's good. And then to tell you what it is so that you're not biased to either one. Right.
And I'll always be like, which one did you want me to pick? She's like, I truly could not decide. So I had to ask someone.
I'm like, just what do you think? That sounds good to me.
Just ask me. I'm in turmoil. Just pick for me. My gosh.
Right.
And so where I work, like, I sell metal roofing and just like different types of metal products. But my clients will always ask me, they're like, What would you do? And I'm like, don't ask me that.
You're talking to the wrong guy from a jar really quick.
What color do you like best? I'm like, I'm like, whatever you like. It's going on your house.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
That's funny.
Okay, so what is your favorite part about being a top nine?
For me, it is just being easy. I love when I can connect with someone and it's easy. Things are easy, and there's no pressure here, no pressure there, and I didn't realize that was something I enjoyed about my mom, because she's also a nine, is that, I mean, my whole life, there was never really expectations on me to do anything. I mean, we would, like, help out around the house sometimes, but, like, she never put, like, this really heavy expectation on me, because she doesn't like them either. And so I love when I have people that come in my life that don't put expectations on me, and it's just easy, and things are easy.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is just how everything can just roll off of me almost.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, as human, there's stuff that gets to us, but for the most part, I'm just easygoing, go with the flow, like, being able to hang out with all different kinds of people, and, like, I really love that we can see other people's perspectives really well, too. Like, that's one thing that, like, well, how do you think this person feels? Like, what if this? What if that? And so, like, I feel like it gives you a little bit more of a open mind to things too, and I really like that, because it doesn't just shut you off to certain people because of certain reasons or anything like that. So I really like that, and just being, like, laid back, and it takes a lot for me to be, like, really, like, bothered or, like, riled up about something.
Absolutely.
And, like, I know so many people that just get so upset about, like, the drop of a hat, like, any little thing, and I'm like, why would you want to live like that, where everything just upsets you so bad? So I'm super thankful that that's not something I deal with, because I'm like, most of the time it'll be okay. It's whatever.
I think that's what's good for me and Stone, is we're very opposite in that aspect, where everything is kind of works him up. I mean, when he's worked up about a decision that someone else made, I can be like, well, maybe they were thinking about this, like, what's going on at home, I enjoy that too, to be able, I think people need grace, you know, and I think nines give grace really easily.
Big time.
I feel like we need a class on teaching me how to wing to the nine, because you talking about you and your mom.
My husband can come, please.
Yeah, right.
He's a wing too. I'm like, please call him.
Yeah, same. We will be the two there after class. Because, like, you talking about you and your mom, it really kind of makes me emotional, because me being a one, Riley is 5 years old, and I have so many expectations on her. And I've already had a few people, and I think no one knew this, but I've already had a few people, and Hannah was one of them, ask me if I thought Riley was a three. Because she's always like, what can I do to get a good job? What can I do to please you? And I'm like, it's because all these expectations I have on her, like, she's 5 years old, you know, and I need to, like, remember that and just be chill about it.
And what's so good is knowing, I mean, even if you had her narrowed down to maybe two numbers, if you think that she's a three, like, hey, like, what do you want to do? What do you think you're good at? What pleases you? And that's what's cool, is when you kind of can pick up on these childhood habits of what their number may be, is so that they aren't trying to cater to you. Because right. I mean, as nines, it was like, what will please my parents? What will keep me? What can keep the peace? What can right. I do? How can I be like the least disruptive? You know,
yeah.
And just to kind of like, if someone would have told me, hey, you asserting yourself does not upset me or make me, you know, stuff like that,
right.
You can pick
yes.
up on and
that's
just
true.
Like speak
yeah.
that over her, like, hey, you can achieve it anything.
Yeah.
What does your heart want to achieve at? And that will make me happy.
Right.
So,
yeah. Like kind
awesome.
Of, yeah, kind of not, I don't want to say like, I don't want to shape her into any type, obviously.
Right.
But like, if I do notice three qualities, like
mm-hmm.
I really think she's going to be three, but kind of looking into their growth, their stress, like what they need
mm-hmm.
to be healthy and
yeah.
kind of giving that to her. That's really good. All right. So that is about it. Thank y'all so much for doing this. It was
yeah.
awesome. And we'll get on schedule in that class, you know.
Yes. I'll let you know.
Right?
Right.
Thank y'all so much. Hey, y'all. We're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
Hey, guys. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Baysmore Insurance Group. They're an independent agency with over 16 carriers. That means you get the best rates available. You also get a local agent, so no more 1-800 numbers. Baysmore is excellent at helping new home buyers navigate the insurance process of buying a new home. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today at 205-842-4881.